I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on September 12, 1992, Dr. Mae Carroll Jemison becomes the first African-American woman in space on board the Space Shuttle Endeavour. The United Nations has called upon seaside resort towns in France to repeal bans on burkinis. Thomson Reuters reports the country's highest administrative court has already appealed one ban. Towns have implemented them, arguing they violate French values of secularism. But UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said the ban fosters religious intolerance. The bans took hold following mass killings by Islamic extremists over the last 20 months in France. In India, days after a court convicted a man of murder in an acid attack, three girls were assaulted and attacked with acid in West Bengal. Thomson Reuters reports a man in Mumbai was sentenced to death for the murder of a woman in an acid attack after she resisted his offer of marriage. His death sentence was called a landmark ruling in the country, but activists also said it's disturbing that acid remains so available, such as in the case of the three girls. Three men have been arrested and the girls are in hospital. In 2013, acid attacks became a specific offense in India. That came from public pressure for more laws to protect women following a fatal gang rape in Delhi the previous year. In Egypt, women's rights activists are hailing a call by the government for increased prison sentences for perpetrators of female genital mutilation, or FGM. However, they also warned that a new law could drive the practice more into the shadows and secrecy. Reuters reports 9 out of 10 women in Egypt, ages 15 to 49, have undergone FGM. The procedure is designed to maintain women's purity by removing sexual pleasure, but it can cause complications that result in lifelong health impacts and even death. The bill must be passed by Parliament to become law. It would impose jail terms of up to 7 years for people who perform FGM and up to 3 years for those who escort a girl or a woman to undergo the practice. The practice has more lenient sentences now. The push for more severe punishment follows the recent death of a 17-year-old girl of complications during an FGM operation. Women in Saudi Arabia are taking to Twitter to protest a system that requires them to have a male guardian who makes decisions on their behalf, including employment and even in healthcare. CNN reports that a new report by Human Rights Watch used the hashtag #TogetherToEndMaleGuardianship to call attention to the issues. Women across the country began using the Arabic version of the hashtag, risking the revenge of their male guardians. Some post selfies holding signs with short messages like, "Slavery comes in many shapes and forms. Male guardianship is one." Others post pictures of the cover of their Saudi passport with statements like, "I'm a prisoner, and my crime is that I'm a Saudi woman." The Grand Mufti, Saudi Arabia's senior religious authority, called the social media campaign a crime targeting the Saudi and Muslim society and said the guardianship system should stay. The first female governor of Arizona died this week. Rose Mofford was 94. The Associated Press reports Mofford, a Democrat, was Secretary of State when Governor Evan Meacham was impeached and removed from office in 1988. She stepped into the governor's office since Arizona doesn't have a lieutenant governor. She served until 1991. Known for her signature beehive, Mofford was revered by members of both parties and was the first of four female governors to lead the state over the next 20 years. In California, lawmakers passed a law in response to the outrage over a light sentence given a Stanford University swimmer after he assaulted an unconscious woman. Brock Turner was convicted of assault with intent to commit rape, penetration of an intoxicated person, and penetration of an unconscious person in the January 2015 attack. Under California law, those charges are not considered rape because they didn't involve penile penetration. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison. His victim wrote a harrowing letter detailing the assault and its impact on her, fueling anger over the sentence. The Huffington Post reports the current law mandated jail sentences in cases of rape or sexual assault where force was used, but the law didn't cover unconscious victims. Under the new bill, Turner would have faced a minimum of 3 years behind bars. The bill now goes to Governor Jerry Brown. A new study by the Urban Institute finds more teenagers are resorting to sex work in order to afford food. The Guardian reports researchers conducted focus groups in 10 communities around the United States and found more girls selling sex to make ends meet. Boys often shoplifted or sold drugs. Teens often are ashamed to accept food assistance in public, researchers found. Many would prefer real jobs, but youth employment prospects are not good. One recommendation of the report is to help girls caught up in prostitution rather than punishing them. They also recommend expanding school-based meals to teens in summer months and after classes. The Tennessee House has voted to expel Republican State Representative Jeremy Durham following allegations of widespread sexual harassment. The Associated Press reports the chamber voted 70-2 to expel a sitting member for the first time in 36 years. Durham lost his GOP primary last month after a state attorney general's investigation detailed allegations he had improper sexual contact with at least 22 women over the course of his 4 years in office. The chamber's move to formally expel Durham was made in an effort to prevent the lawmaker from qualifying for lifetime pension payments once he reaches retirement age. And in New Mexico news, a constitutional amendment allowing school elections to be held in conjunction with other nonpartisan elections will finally take effect, thanks to a ruling by the New Mexico Supreme Court. The Associated Press reports the reform in the law was supported by voters, but it never took effect. The justices ruled that such ballot measures needed only a simple majority to be approved, rather than 75% of the vote. The League of Women Voters and other advocates said the law was a holdover from the days of blocking women from politics. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported the 1910 law banned school board elections from taking place with other elections, and a constitution adopted that year limited voting to men, but allowed women the right to cast ballots in school elections. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.